What we're trying to do is to report out the State Affairs version number 2 of CS for Senate Bill 384. We brought the bill back into committee to make changes, to make it in conformance with the ethics bill. The major thrust of that work was to include, for example, governor, lieutenant governor, along with legislative candidates, under the same periods of fundraising and same limitations of fundraising, and also to bring in the lobbyist statutes into the APOC regime for purposes of their enforcement, and to cross-reference the new things in the ethics bill into the APOC's statutes. Carla, could you, have you, no, you haven't seen this. I think that for the purposes of the committee, we have worked with, for the last day or two, with APOC trying to make conforming technical changes. And I don't know, Brooke and Carla, you did get a chance to review the draft on Tuesday, and then you were able to make additional conforming changes.
That's correct.
And are you happy at least the intent of what we were trying to do matches your intents?
Absolutely. Yeah.
One of the things that came up,
good,
and this is a very
teacher. You must be a teacher yet. Is that 15? Is what place you came in the race?
If I could call it, there's been some confusion. My staff read it wrong, or read it a certain way. APOC people read it a certain way. When on our dealings, you know, on the ethics committee, it seemed clear. But I would like to clarify for the record, and perhaps through drafting punctuation on page 7, number B. Number B 1, line page 7, line 20. Legislators and other incumbent elected public officials intending to seek election to the legislature may raise funds from June 1 to 31. The way that the Legislative Ethics Committee intended that sentence to be read, because we included in that version this other incumbent elected public officials intending to seek election to the legislature, that the sentence is to be read legislators, comma, and other incumbent elected public officials intending to seek election to the legislature, comma, may raise funds from June 1 until December 31 in the year before the year of the election. The reason for that emphasis is that if you don't read to seek election to the legislature, then you could permit legislators to raise funds during the session for other than a legislative office, and that was never changed from the original Josephson draft that we marked up. All we did was add "and other incumbent elected public officials intending to seek election of the legislature." And the reason that you need intending to seek election of the legislature is you have to permit mayors and city officials to run for their own seats and raise money during the legislative session, which presents no ethical conflict. So,
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding we have adopted the second CS.
Yes.
Okay.
And that these are, what you have in front of us now is a revision to the second State Affairs CS, and there were duplications. There was some the word legislature was not crossed out. We ran this by essentially a technical revision through Mr. Bradley again, and hopefully we have cleared up some of the technical problems that from the draft that you saw last Wednesday. Senator Adams.
Now you keep stating, Mr. Chairman, that some of the sections in here is parallel to the ethics bill. My question, if the ethics bill is not passed in its present form, is there any provisos in this piece of legislation that eliminates those sections from the ethics bill, if you say things are parallel along?
Right. The best procedure, as I see it, is to put the ethics bill before the legislature in advance of this bill, and that's going to be my recommendation to the Senate President and Rules Chair.
Very good.
And that should, for some reason, unbeknownst to me, that the ethics bill fails in either body, a number of these provisions should be deleted, probably because they were not adopted by the main body. However, there are still, I would say, 4 or 5 good, solid provisions in here that have nothing to do with the ethics bill that should be enacted, and simple deletions of some material, I believe, could probably take care of this bill, and it could still be a good bill. I give one example. The 2-day window prior to the election on the reporting needs to be cleared up. The $1,000 exemption for municipal reporting, it's just a paperwork nightmare, should be cleared up. A better means of assessing fines is much more straightforward in this bill than currently. And I think that there is some good reasons to pass some of this, but my hope would be that all of it would pass. But it would present a problem if one passed and not the, or this passed ahead of the ethics bill. Other questions?
Mr. Chairman, I move to move CS for Senate Bill 384, second state affairs from committee with individual recommendation.
Is there any objection? If not, the bill moves with individual recommendations.
A comment. The parts that are in there that are parallel to the Ethics Act deal only with campaign financing. And so far, I haven't heard one person raise a problem with any of those. There have been lots of problems with the other parts of ethics, but none with this part of it.
Believe me, there are problems.
There are problems.
Yes, ma'am.
They're lying in wait.
Yes.
They're lying.
Okay.
We are adjourned.